whether you're a farmer or non-farmer or wherever you're living, like, everybody can see the cost and the, of living has increased with inflation, and that's kind of whether that's filling your car with petrol or diesel, you know, your home heating oil, your gas, you know, your electricity bills, all those things at household level have increased exponentially in the last 2 to 3 years. And the same, very same thing has happened at farm level. So my ESP bill is much higher than it used to be. My tractor diesel bill is much higher. My contractor bill then is much higher. You know, so bills have just increased exponentially at farm level, the same as at household level. So the cost of production for producing food has increased hugely in the last number of years. And this can no longer be borne by the farmer. It, like, can't always happen from supermarket shelves backwards. So it's just the case that if people want highly nutritious, traceable, environmentally friendly food, it comes at a cost. I suppose the other thing that is really adding to that cost is the amount of rules and regulations that have come in to protect the environment, water quality, biodiversity, greenhouse gas emissions. They all come at a cost as well, and that has to be reflected in the price of the product that you're receiving.
And so as a result, I guess, then people can expect to maybe face price increases in relation to different dairy products that we do see produced, well, here in the Northwest, but right across the country of Ireland.
It's actually a global issue. Like, 90% of what we produce here in Ireland is actually exported, and there's a decline in supply worldwide because of the cost of production and because of the environmental rules that are being placed on farmers, which I have to add that farmers are more than happy to comply with, but it does come at a cost, and that cost is going to have to be reflected in the price. Because obviously, you know, we have a huge issue with generational renewal, and it's a problem all across Europe with all farmers across Europe. There's a huge issue with the number of young farmers entering the sector, and a lot of that is coming from the lack of income, the volatility in that income, and also the uncertainty with the amount of rules and regulations that are being, you know, enforced on farms that they have to comply with. And, you know, so a lot of the time that hasn't been reflected in the price. So there's better alternatives for young people out there, so they're not entering the sector. And I suppose the lead on to that is, who's going to produce the food for our growing population for the next 10, 20, 30 years? So it's a bigger problem than just today.